From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Buenos dias. Feliz Navidad.
So speaking of Feliz Navidad, I came across some really creepy song titles for Christmas songs. Kind of putting the X in Xmas. Eight risque Christmas songs from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
Okay.
Santa Got Stuck in My Chimney by Ella Fitzgerald.
Too many cookies.
Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt, of course. Trim Your Tree by Jimmy Butler from 1954.
Trim Your Tree?
Yeah. Now, come on, girl. What? I want to trim your tree.
Oh.
Santa Claus is Back in Town, Elvis. Number five, I Know What You Want for Christmas by Kay Martin and Her Bodyguards.
Is there supposed to be creepy?
Creepy, yeah, risque song.
Santa Claus is Back in Town?
Is a risque song. Yeah, it is.
Oh, the song. I thought you meant the titles.
No, the song.
Okay.
Backdoor Santa, Clarence Carter and
obviously.
Others. I'll Be Your Santa, Baby. But this one's my favorite. Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. Don't care about no cake. Want to come here, Mama, for the children's sake, because Santa Claus wants some loving.
She's got to give it up a little bit, because otherwise, I mean, because just think about it.
Yeah.
He's going to be down a lot of chimneys over the night.
I think we're going to hell for that one. All right, it's time for our annual wrap-up.
She doesn't have to give it up. What am I saying? There are other people that give it up.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. All right, it's our last show of the year, so we decided a couple of years back we would do our annual wrap-up of Who Cares News stories that nobody cares about and our countdown all the way to the least cared about story.
The epitome of the Who Cares News.
Yeah, yeah. So here we go. From number 10 to number 1, the countdown of 2018.
Number 10.
Number 10. Go.
Kanye. Yeah, you didn't think there'd be a list without a Kanye.
Oh, no. Not this list.
Kanye saying slavery is a choice.
I think he's backpedaled on that a little bit.
Too late.
Too late. It's out there.
Kanye, once the word's out there in the universe, man. It's too late. Number 9.
Yes.
There's a lot of Kardashian crap in here.
Oh, yeah.
Tristan cheats on Khloe.
Who cares?
With more than one woman.
Uh-huh.
But she takes him back anyway.
Okay. So, cheat on me once, shame on you. Cheat on me twice, shame on me.
And
but
then,
you know what?
You know,
she's got a baby daddy, so there you go. Okay. All right. Moving on. Number 8.
Yeah. So, Kylie gives birth, but almost didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, what was that all about? How did she, you know, keep the world from knowing she was pregnant until the very last minute?
I don't know. She breaks up with Tyga.
Tyga.
Gets with another guy, and boom.
Baby daddies.
Yeah, so.
That must be the theme for this
year. The kid's got a kid.
Is there anybody else besides the Kardashians in this day?
Sure, yeah, there's a couple.
Number 7.
Okay, Kim.
But wait.
Kardashian.
But wait.
Visits the president.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. She got him to pardon a woman who had been in jail for 20 years.
Yep. Alice Marie Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, she was sort of kind of guilty, but not.
Sort of kind of.
Yeah.
I have to wonder.
What?
People, don't read anything into this. I'm just making a comment here. But I got to wonder, as a man.
Yeah.
What the president thought about meeting her in person.
I think he wanted to grab her by the... Oh, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to say that out loud. All right, number 6, right?
Number 6.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
You know, he's got God and it's all that
stuff.
Oh,
that's right. He goes to church on Wednesday nights.
He had got back with Selena for a while. And they split up and they got back.
Yeah.
And she has to go to rehab just
again?
To get over him.
I know, right?
And so, out of nowhere, bam, he's married to Haley Baldwin.
And they didn't tell us either. So, Stephen Baldwin's little girl, who's also a model, right?
Stephen's one of the Baldwins,
Stephen is the, well, you know what? Alec is not in good favor right now.
No.
You know, because he has an anger management problem.
Yes, he does.
He has a real bad problem. But he plays a great Trump. So,
yes, he does. Yeah, number five.
Number five. Five golden rings. Okay.
Five golden. We should have done 12.
Oh, we should have done 12. Dang it. The 12 days. Who cares? Okay.
All right.
Next year.
Kylie becomes the first millionaire.
Billionaire.
Lip implants.
Billionaire.
Implants. Yes, billionaire.
Youngest billionaire. Yeah.
About those lips. About those lips.
And she, you told me yesterday, she killed off her app at the beginning of 2018.
Yeah.
So she's still making billions without the app.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe that's, you know what? Maybe that's why they canceled theirs, the rest of the Kardashians. So they can be billionaires too. All right,
baby,
number four.
Baby sister's rich girl. Roseanne.
I don't think we need to say any more. Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Okay, number three.
Jen and Justin split.
Yeah. I don't think anybody cares about that either. See, that's why this is so good. Nobody cares.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two. Kanye
again.
West.
Again.
Not to be outdone by the little woman. He has to go visit the president.
Two.
Why did he go? Do you remember?
Support him.
Okay.
Show support.
I could make you some albums, Mr.
Trump. Mr.
Trump.
I could make songs about you. And then he got, like Kanye, then he said he didn't support him after all, but that you're reading stuff into the fact that he was there having a love fest in the Oval Office. But
again,
whatever.
Kanye, words.
Words.
Words. They get out there. You can't get them back.
All right, were we ready?
He talks way too much.
We're ready for the big story of the year. The big story of the year.
In that, Kanye revealed his phone unlock code.
That's right.
Yes.
About that. Remind me to change my luggage. All right. Now, the number one, who cares, story of the year for 2018 is, ding, ding.
I cared about the royal wedding.
Yes,
Harry
you did.
And Meghan.
Harry and Meghan.
Not even so much Meghan.
But that wasn't
Harry.
The real story. The real story
that's
behind
the part
that
I cared
wedding
about. But the rest of it, I
was...
just find... just hilarious.
Yes.
Daddy Markle.
Daddy Markle. Ding, yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Daddy Markle.
We do not care about Daddy Markle. And how much do we know about Thomas Markle that we didn't at this time last year? We know his name. We know that he's the father of a duchess now.
Yes.
He's divorced from her mother.
Yes.
And he's at least $20,000 richer for selling his stories.
At least. But
to
who
the
wants
British
to buy
media.
Him now? Because it's the same story. He has nothing.
And he's
new
been
to
frozen
add.
Out.
Well, you know why? One
frozen
reason,
out.
You know one reason he wants to talk to her?
Why?
It's more story.
More. Who would have thunk? Well, look, that doesn't say, it doesn't bode well for us Americans that we would let this kind of thing happen when it comes to British royalty. First off,
true.
Prince Harry marries an American.
Right.
The poor American relations. Okay.
Right.
And it's really showing up. Which I let me be positive about this for a minute, okay? Meghan Markle.
Yes.
From kind of a middle class background can grow up to be the Duchess of Sussex. So there you
I know.
Go.
It can your dreams can come true, can happen to anybody, all that good stuff.
So long as you party with Prince Harry.
I'm happy for Prince Harry, so I really do care about
him. Oh, and you should care too. They're pregnant, so
yes,
they're
pregnant.
Have a baby.
I'm happy for that too.
Yeah.
Now, along with all that came the hoopla about the pantyhose, the shoulders,
and how you wear a hat.
And how you wear a hat, and when you wear a hat.
God save the queen.
And sheer clothing, and oh yes.
God save the queen.
And we learned that there's a fashion, what is it, the fashion department or something in the royals.
Oh yeah, there's
yeah.
There's the whole fashion staff.
Yes.
At Buckingham,
Kensington. Yes.
And every tin ham thing. All right, I wanted to say thank you for doing this every morning. I don't know why you do it, but I appreciate it.
It's fun.
We have so much fun here.
I don't do it for you. I do it for me.
I know that's true. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year. We'll see
Merry Christmas.
After you too. We'll see you after
happy
the first
new
of
year.
The year. Happy New Year.
I hope Santa's good to you.
Santa's always good to me. I'm not so good to Santa. But Santa wants some loving. I'm going to play that on Christmas Eve, see what my wife says. Have a good week off. We'll see you in January, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this year.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.